With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by one of the leading scorers for the Penelope Christian Boys basketball team in a 65-38 win over Fairfield, Wyatt Snyder, tonight. Wyatt, before we talk about anything specific to the game, let's just talk about the win in general, because it's been a rough stretch for the Eagles boys basketball team right now. How good does it feel to just kind of get that monkey off your back and get back in the win column?
I mean, it feels amazing. I mean, we're talking with all of our teammates and stuff. We felt like we needed to really get a win, especially on homecoming week. And we really pushed each other in practice all week, trying to get better and better. And we had a switch in our starting lineup in our rotations. I don't know if that was it or what it was, but we really connected on our offensive side and defensive side tonight.
And let's start with that too. I mean, this week we're changing some things up. As you mentioned, the last couple weeks, just things had not gone the way that you guys have been hoping for this season. And there was moments where it looked really good, and there's moments where a frustration, I know, for this team. And, you know, just making a little bit of a change tonight, what was that kind of like to just kind of experience a little bit of a different squad on the court at different times and just see how that played out and maybe trying out some of those different combinations?
Yeah, I mean, we're all really tight on this team. We all support each other and cheer for each other every time. We don't really care who's scoring or whose night it is. We're all cheering for each other. I know Landon had a really good night. So did Gilbert, and Deacon hit a couple of threes. And Ben was playing amazing defense tonight. I mean, he's really good at defense. So it's really good. We're a really tight-knit group. So, yeah, like I said, we don't care who's doing the scoring or anything. It just matters of that we are scoring.
And I'm going to get to the defensive end of the floor, but you mentioned the offensive side of things. You don't necessarily care who's scoring. That was very evident tonight. When you look across the stat sheet here, you had 14 points. Landon had 14 points. Gilbert with 13. Deacon, as you mentioned, with 9. 6 from Devin Runner. Just overall, very balanced on the offensive end of the floor. What do you feel like could have changed at halftime, too? Because you only scored 20 in that first half, and then you scored 24 and 21 points in each of the quarters in the second half.
Yeah, when we got in halftime, we said that we needed to move the ball a lot quicker and more efficient, and I feel like we definitely did that in the second half. And I feel like our defensive intensity, like we turned got a bunch of steals, got a bunch of pokes that led into those three open threes. And yeah, just moving the ball more efficiently led to those easier baskets, and we knocked them down. We had a bunch of open shots in the first half that just didn't get knocked down, but second half seemed to get knocked down.
And as a team, the defensive end of the floor, I know we highlighted Ben Van Weidenegarden a little bit. He did a phenomenal job kind of shutting down their leading scorer. But overall, just a phenomenal defensive effort. As I mentioned, their two leading scorers coming into the game, you hold them to 22 combined points on 27 shot attempts, not including free throws in those shot attempts. But overall, just a solid defensive effort in this game for your squad. What do you feel like was the difference defensively from even, you know, last Friday against Indianola or against Dallas Center Grimes on Tuesday?
We have found that teams can shoot a lot of threes on us, and in practice we look to fix that. Number 10 and number 2, those were their shooters tonight, and we made it a point to go and guard them and not let them get a bunch of threes. So we kind of forced them to put it on the floor a little more, and I feel like that led to us being better defensively because we can guard. Anybody can guard on our team. It doesn't matter.
I'm just kind of looking ahead at the rest of this week, too. We mentioned it's homecoming week, Oskaloosa on Friday. You get a couple of days to recover for that one, and you know it's going to be a hard-fought matchup every time you go up against Oskaloosa. Just as a team, though, getting this win, going into a game that you know is winnable for your squad, a team that you beat already once this season, how big is this stretch going to be in between time to be able to go back, make a few tweaks off of the game here against Fairfield, and then go in ready to play Friday night?
Yeah, we just need to keep working hard and keep pushing each other like we've been doing. Like I said, when we switched our lineup, we switched that like a couple days before, so we didn't really have a lot of time to actually work through that. But I feel like we did a great job. Everybody just kind of flowed into it. So I feel like we could even get better now that we've figured out what we're doing, and I feel like it worked well. So.
And you mentioned Friday night, too. I mean, it's going to be a busy day, right? How do you guys go about making sure that this week, with all the homecoming festivities going on, that you don't overdo it a little bit, right, and you're ready to go and fresh on Friday as well with everything else going on throughout the week?
Yeah, you got to have fun. I mean, obviously, it's homecoming week, so you want to have some fun, but you got to be chill about it. You can't get too aggressive in these games. You can still have fun, but just don't go crazy.
All right, and I got to ask you, too. I asked Faith this after their win against Albion Monday. Best part of homecoming week outside of the basketball game?
Ooh, I kind of like the lip sync. I don't know. It's really fun to participate in. I've been in it all 4 years, and I've had a blast doing it.
All right, do you have one that in your mind kind of stands out?
From like my four years.
From your 4 years, yeah.
Our freshman lip sync was really good. I thought we could have won freshman year, but it just didn't turn out. But I thought I had really fun our freshman year doing it.
Now, did you go back and watch us on YouTube? Because Faith actually highlighted that one as well. That one must have been a really good one for this class.
I don't remember the last time I watched that one. Yeah, it was probably, I probably went back and watched it after freshman year. But, yeah, that was a blast.
I could imagine. So I'm looking forward to all the fun on Friday. But, again, before we let you go, just got to talk about that game Friday night. When it comes to taking care of Oski and not resting on the laurels of having beaten them once this season, what do you feel like has got to be the key to getting that win on Friday?
Yeah, Oski's really scrappy. They pressure the ball a lot. So we got to keep composed, keep moving the ball like we did tonight, and be really pressure on defense like we did tonight as well. I feel like we can do a great job and we can shut them down.
Wyatt, appreciate the time, man. Congrats on a big win, and best of luck as you rest up while enjoying homecoming this week, and looking forward to seeing how you guys come out on Friday night against the Indians.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that was our conversation with Penn Lake Christian Boys basketball senior Wyatt Snyder following the Eagles' 65-38 victory over Fairfield Tuesday night here on today's Lanley Radio Sports page.